Saga of the Change is an actual play podcast using the World of Darkness system about survival in a magical, post-apocalyptic world, and therefore may contain language and material not suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
Yeah, and soup and mixture and we away. Would you like some rolls for the mixture?
Sure.
Cool. Olathe, if you could make the best soup ever, the most nourishing soup, the most peace-giving soup, the most gratitude-inducing soup that you could possibly make.
All right. Ben, I guess, what do you want for that? Intelligence? Cooking?
That's what we had used for...
Or survival?
I think we had used intelligence survival or... Yeah, I think we used intelligence survival the last time you made soup.
Use those 5 points in mom.
Yeah, can I use the 5 points in mom? Not oh no, it's a diff 12? Fuck! That's what happens when it isn't hugs.
Jesse.
What's my diff for this, by the way?
Jesse.
Diff 7.
Okay.
While all this is kind of going on behind you,
there is a small rustle in the undergrowth in front of you.
Do I notice it while I'm casting?
You do.
Does it stop my spell?
No.
Okay.
And you look up as you're doing your thing to see two pairs of eyes watching you, which is a little disconcerting, until you kind of pull the full image together and recognize it's Taryn and Milo hanging out, watching you and everything else that's going on. Just kind of vibing. Very intrigued.
And they're watching them or me?
Both. They're kind of watching past you towards what's happening.
Okay.
You're between them and the show.
Yeah, okay. We're gonna ignore the familiars and continue to cast.
Okay.
She just doesn't have anything to say to them. They're not her pets. They kind of fuck with realms she doesn't really fuck with.
Mm-hmm.
And also, the prayer that she's doing is not silent. It is whispered, but she is vocalizing her prayer.
Right. Okay. Sting, you got a...
cooking roll
for me.
Soup roll is 1, 2, 3, 4, 6 successes.
Okay. Solid soup.
Solid soup.
Good soup.
Y'all really skipping good soup?
I just said it. Good soup.
Look, I think good soup is 7 successes.
No, this is good.
Solid soup.
Soup. Okay. Soup is ready. I suppose it is time to start rolling the ritual then.
Hold on. The buckthorn mixture.
Mm-hmm.
What difficulty would that be?
Just a 7.
Okay. That is 4 successes then.
That'll do you.
Okay. And then before the ritual starts, Astoria is going to go set up the The circle. Fuck, what's it called? The thing, the no escapee circle. My brain has just decided to go on circle? Vacation.
Warding circle?
Basically.
Binding circle?
Binding circle, thank you.
Mm. You're welcome.
And that is going to be followed with a similar pattern being etched into an empty ring. So whatever comes out of that circle from Chase is not going to be able to escape into the ether. It is going to be brought into the ring and trapped.
Okay.
So she's going to go set that up as well. Is it dark?
No, not yet. It is close to sunset, but not quite.
Okay. Cool. I'm going to use quintessence and a willpower to set that. But that will be setting that should be diff. What's spirit? 3, 4, maybe.
I think 3.
3. Would be fine. 4 is like an actual banishment.
Mm-hmm.
So I think 3 should be binding. So diff 6.
Yep.
Okay. Used a quintessence and a willpower. So 5, 7, 8. 10, 7, 5 successes.
Okay.
Okay, and then that should buy me enough time. In case anything else is needed. Actually, it's not dark yet. I'm gonna put another roll behind it for good measure.
Alright.
That is another 2 successes. So 7 total.
7 total. 7's a good number.
7 is a good number.
All right.
Okay. And then from there, she is going to make sure that is set properly, make sure that the salt lines are unbroken, make sure that she sets the spiritual boundary with her Athame.
Mm-hmm.
The salt circle is more indicative than anything. The actual perimeter is set with the knife.
Right.
So she is going to kind of get all that set up. She's going to get her candles set out on each of the cardinal directions.
Yep.
And then we'll wait for dark.
Okay. Anybody else doing anything as we wait for dark?
Jesse was casting a spell.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. She is still casting a spell. Are we ritualing? Benji?
No, you're good.
Okay.
We're good Jesse, for now.
Jesse stops praying and turns to watch.
It's mostly Astoria, sitting, waiting for the sun to set.
Yep.
Is there anything else you need?
Not really, unless you want to give me some good luck.
Already done.
Oh. Thanks.
I want this to go well.
Now I feel useless.
I mean, if you want to prepare just in case something goes awry.
I'm just going to wait in the sense that things will go well.
They will.
But I'll be here when, you know, if they don't.
Chase offers a story of some Skittles.
Thanks.
How stale are those?
Take the handful.
They taste slightly off in a made with magic kind of way.
I have a very important question.
Mm-hmm.
Are the green ones apple or lime?
Lime.
Excellent.
That's a good question.
It's the most important question.
It's a good omen.
I picked out the apple Skittles for like actually 6 years until they put them back.
Chase commences absentmindedly munching on Skittles. At one point during the wait for night, he is going to ask, is it just me or does anyone else have the munchies?
Jesse is going to look anxious.
Relax, Jesse. It's weed.
No, we haven't eaten for like 10 hours.
Do you want some Skittles?
Yeah.
Offers the bag of Skittles.
Yeah.
Olaf is going to just start a second fire and start a second soup for one, but also going to put the time in to magic up a Ferrero Rocher. Wrap it all, and then give the wrapper to Taryn.
The soup is not magical. I mean, it is magical in a sense, but it is more a cultural significance of, like, bringing someone back into the fold and nourishing their body and soul that is, like, the soup. So it is edible by everyone else. Yeah, if everyone else would like some.
Hey, Benji.
Uh-huh.
In combination with PTSD, loyalty family, which Chase is a part of, and intemperate, do I need to roll for Jesse to not break the fuck down at that joke?
Yeah.
Sure. Give me a willpower at a diff 6.
Ow.
Okay, 5 successes.
You're
I didn't want to see Jesse break like a twig right there.
Jessie's lip quivers and her eyes fill with tears, but she still stands there sternly with her arms crossed.
Olaf is gonna shake her head at that.
You feel a bump on the side of your leg and look down to see Milo looking up at you.
What do you want?
This is all very dramatic. Bored.
Who's Milo again?
The devil.
Devil cat. Listen, not the good cat.
You didn't really think I was gonna, like, stay with the changeling all the time.
I was hoping you would.
She's awful. Well, see,
you bugging me now?
Like I said, I'm bored and this is interesting. Look, I was here first. Y'all just showed up. So, like,
what were you doing here?
Wouldn't you like to know?
That's why I'm asking.
You might not want to know with him.
Sacrificing squirrels, probably.
Okay.
Y'all keep weird company.
I'm gonna back up for just a second. When Chase makes the joke, Astoria is going to roll her eyes, but she is also going to turn on spirit vision to check. And that is 3 successes.
He has not been possessed yet. He's just being a dick.
Oh yeah, she figured that was the case, but you can never be too careful.
It's working. Jesse's very upset.
All right, so you guys kind of dick around until the sun goes down. And Astoria gets started.
Cool. She starts in the east. Lights her candles in a clockwise manner. Well, I'm sorry, before that, she directs Chase to stand in the middle of the circle.
Does so.
And she is going to activate the protections on the circle. Then she is going to go in a clockwise direction, lighting her candles. Starting in the east, walking clockwise. She is chanting in Greek as she does so. And when she comes back to east, she overlaps just a little bit to make sure the circle is completely sealed. And then she is going to, offer the cup to Chase. Do you know Greek?
I can.
Well, it's fine.
Would you like me to?
Yes, please. Well, Potawatomi might be better, actually. Although, I'm not very fluent in that. Let's just do Greek.
Works for me.
And then
three successes worth of learn Greek.
I do not know Greek, so I'm just going to give a brief overview of what is said. It is essentially talking about purging. The toxins from the body. It's about accepting that wrongdoing was done and that something that was ingested was not meant to stay in your body. And that it's time for it to be purged. And when that's finished, she is going to indicate to Chase to drink the potion. It is very thick, it is very dark, and it is quite bitter. And then we wait.
Bottoms
this
up!
This is where we make our spirit rolls.
The intrusive thought says, make a can so I can shotgun it. Is that going to affect your ritual?
Not really, as long as you drink it.
Cool. Benji, do you want to roll for make a can so he can shotgun it?
Sure.
That is going to be two successes worth of make an aluminum can, pop it open with a key, and shotgun it, because that's the optimal way to get down something that you know is going to taste bad, right?
I suppose.
Absolutely is. Don't any of you lie to him.
The chaser comes after you've puked everything up, sorry.
Oh that's my god, fine. I love that pun right there.
And, yeah. Punch hole in can, pop top open, hold up one hand with like a finger up, like give me a second, and just down it.
Alrighty. Give me some rolls.
What dip did you want? There's not an active possession, which would be spirit 4. If you'd like Spirit 4, I can offer you that, since we are doing a joint ritual. But I do...
think it would be spirit 3 to do repairing damage to someone's spirit, just like it's life 3 to heal people.
I think it is.
If he was actively possessed, it would be 4, but I think since we're just fixing a toxin, it's gonna be 3?
Yeah. I think it is 3, so diff 6 baseline.
Okay, okay. 3 quintessence.
It is dark. I am going to use 2 quintessence to get it down to diff 3, and I'm going to use willpower.
4 successes from Chase.
Which will get me 5 to start.
Okay. So 9 successes here?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. What I think that sounded like? Alright. Chase. You feel something real unpleasant and real strange.
Yeah, I drank black goo from a witch. I knew it was happening.
Yeah. It before you even get to that part, you kind of feel something way inside of you, deeper than the physical, squirms a bit. You are ultimately a spirit wearing a meat suit. And generally speaking, spirits don't like getting touched. And basically you're shaking, grabbing your spirit and shaking the wrinkles out, and that's an unpleasant sensation. It's a little bit like astral projection, but not an astral projection that you're in control of. You're kind of wiggled inside your meat suit. It's really disorienting and discomforting. And you're not a huge fan. That on its own probably would have been enough to induce some vomiting. The concoction that you just shotgunned is certainly enough to induce some vomiting. And you commence to doing precisely that. It's not physically possible to have that much in your stomach to vomit out. It's just not. There are limits to the human physiology. But this is magic, so there's not.
That's fine.
It is more or less hands and knees, projectile stream of vomit, take a gasping breath.
Woo.
More. Take another breath. More. This goes on for a few minutes.
If you've seen Spirited Away, think of like when No Face was given the medicine and is just horking up black goo everywhere.
There is definitely going to be the occasional woo out of Chase, though.
Jesse,
once he gets
is...
like a little bit into it, Olathe is just going to kind of like point and go, Chase, I think that's one of your toenails.
Jesse is, like, at the edge of the circle, like, fucking biting her nails and watching intently with, like, furrowed brow. She's obviously not enjoying that he's suffering this much, but she, like, so desperately wants it to work, she can't look away.
Milo's just standing next to you, snickering the whole time.
You're being a little asshole. I don't even know you like that for you to be rude like this.
Is this where you came from, Milo? Vomiting noises. Oh, when do they turn into kittens?
You got this, HP.
Wrong end for kittens.
Astoria. I need 2 things. Actually, no. I'm going to say just one, and we'll see how many successes you get. Astoria turned spirit vision on earlier, if I recall.
Correct.
Okay. Give me a perception alertness difficulty 7.
May Samson I also have Taryn make this?
Sure.
Samson also permanently has spirit vision.
Okay.
Story is looking really, really hard because this is what she's doing. I'm going to use a willpower.
Diff 7, I think you just muted yourself. I heard you through the wall.
Oh. I said that's a lot of 10s. And what diff? And then you said diff 7. So that is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6... 7, 8 successes.
Okay.
I don't think I need to have Taryn roll.
You don't.
6 from Samson as well.
Okay. That is sufficient for you to see more than one thing, because there's more than one thing to be seen. When you looked at Chase's spirit before, it was kind of a,
that was an interesting cat noise. Oh, there's violence. Okay,
sorry.
I was going to say, that sounded like combat.
That's some good violence. It was kind of like a outline inside the meat suit of colored light. Blue, in Chase's case. With like a crack in it. Where there was kind of a black corruption oozing forth from the crack. That has sealed. There's a scar there. You're reasonably certain those don't go away. But the crack is sealed. And as you kind of feel the waves of relief wash over you of like, okay, that worked. You kind of glance to the right a little bit into the darkening trees. And you see a shape. Of a tall, thin, humanoid figure. And it is peering out at you, or out at everyone, I suppose, from within the trees. The only feature on its face is a preternaturally wide mouth. No eyes, no nose. The whole figure is thin and emaciated. And the bones seem to push through the skin like sharp points all over. And it watches you and Chase for a moment. And then turns and vanishes back into the darkness.
Is this, you said towards the end of the vomiting, yes?
Mm-hmm.
Are we able to take any actions in this time?
Those are to be stopped at, like, pretty much.
Yeah, I want that.
Yeah. That is not something you just let.
I'm keeping that as a pet.
No.
And there's where the reaction deviates.
That needs to be sent back to whence it came. It does not need to be here walking the world and eating people. Karen, track it.
Track.
Chase, you're good?
Yeah.
Battle stations.
Let's go. I'm assuming there's not much we can do to prevent it from having gone back into the Umbra, yeah?
Not terribly.
Cool.
Hold on, Chase. She scoops up a ladle full of soup. Eat this real quick.
One hand with the ladle, pouring it into face. The other hand gesturing in the air to commence with that their breach of the gauntlet.
I feel as though I'm missing something.
Yeah, one of them showed up.
And absolutely fucking knock your ass over here, boy. Olathe is just activating a prime effect on Arax. Bring me that ass, bony man. To damage spirits, so. Was it? Is it Def 3 or is it Prime 2 or Prime 3 to rip patterns? Prime 2, right?
Prime 2.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Alright, so there's 4 successes for that.
Mm-hmm.
Gonna make that last the entire combat.
Before Astoria follows, because she still has something to do, the toxin that was in Chase is sealed away in the ring. That is not going to be able to escape the thing as she's doing something else.
Okay.
She's got Taryn after it. Chase is running after it. She is sealing that up and then dismissing the circle once it is completely sealed.
Okay.
Would you like a seal roll?
Go for it.
Okay.
So Taryn very quickly blips out of view as he crosses over. Stepping sideways, followed shortly thereafter by Milo, because the interesting thing is now on the other side of the Umbral Barrier.
You right there, bud?
And Chase, if 2 successes will get him there.
Okay. Chase.
He is, in fact, yelling, bring that ass here, bony man, as he goes.
Okay. As per usual, when you step into the penumbra, you get that kind of upside down-esque vision of the woods. You're in the woods outside Kirkland. They're just a little bit wrong. Colors are muted. Things are just a shade darker than they normally would be.
Not to be super interruptive here. Mm-hmm. I do have the flaw locked Vidair primal.
Yeah, you do.
In that Chase pretty much always exclusively sees the Umbra as more life than not more life.
Yeah. Yeah, I forgot about that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What you see on the other side of the Umbra, though, or other side of the gauntlet, rather, is not one singular bony man. In fact, you see the one singular bony man, basically on his way down Taryn's gullet, the way that owls swallow fucking mice, they just kind of tilt their head up and go and just chomp the whole thing down. Giant mode Taryn is slurping that one down. Being orbited by giant version Milo, like the big black cat, the one that's big enough for a person to ride on. Oh, nice of you to join us. This is fucked.
Sorry, I said I had to drink first.
And he kind of points with his tail at what looks to be a migration of probably several hundred bony men. They don't seem to be taking particular notice of you. But they are a couple hundred yards away, just moving around, just kind of slouching by, moving southwards in very large numbers.
Southwards in what direction? Like a city.
If you had to extrapolate a direction, they have probably come from Rockford. If they held this course, they'd end up somewhere in southern Illinois or Missouri.
Sting said something about Belvedere. Are Rockford problems not being over yet? Are they in the same direction?
Belvedere is right next to Rockford. It's kind of like a suburb of Rockford. It is just east of it.
So there's a potential it could be coming from there as well.
Well, Chase, seems like you got your little boo-boo healed at just the right time.
I really wanted to get some one-on-one time with that thing, but it looks like Taryn has beaten me to the punch there. Taryn, is it dead?
Dead. Dead. Dead.
Damn. Feeling he spiteful.
He just kind of clicks his beak a little bit. Irony. Irony. Irony.
If this comes up again, Taryn, give me a second first to make it so that it, you know, perceives everything a lot more slowly. Give it the chance to have the Sarlacc pit treatment where it's digested over 1,000 years.
He tilts his head, looks at you like you have extra heads, and then makes a very strange, growling kind of speech, which Milo responds in kind, and then looks over at you again. He said he killed it quick so it couldn't signal the rest of them.
That's
something about a stampede of thin bones being really bad.
Astoria, I'm assuming you can hear all this, so, you know, we're coming back, I think, because that shit's weird. And,
muted, my love.
Taryn gets a little ping, and says, understood, understood, understood.
And, it's gonna be 3 successes worth of it go back through the gauntlet to our world.
Okay.
Well, Taryn stole my thunder. A story I'm sure you've seen some of that. It looks like there's like a proper migration of a lot of them heading turns, points that way. I don't know what way that is, but Olathe, you know directions good. That way. There's like a bunch of them, which means there's probably a bunch of people starving that way.
And eating each other, probably.
Yeah.
Delightful.
Oh, boy.
Jessica kind of shivers. That's probably happening all over.
Almost certainly. There's... Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it.
We really lucked out on finding this out.
We sure did. That's good information to know before that becomes a much broader problem.
Ben, based off the angle that was pointed, is it more Belvedere or is it more Rockford?
They're probably coming from Rockford.
They seem to become... That's definitely a Rockford-ish.
God damn it.
But...
Rockford.
I mean, we didn't exactly kill the Nexus Crawler, so...
I don't know that they would be starving inside of that, though.
No, they're but if they're leaving, they're being made in Rockford and going whatever is that way points to the south again.
There.
You know, on account of there's a Nexus Crawler there.
Or they're being drawn there.
So, is the next step go feed a bunch of people, or...
I mean... I don't think there's enough food that we can make to feed all the people that are starving right now. But... trade, maybe? Continuing to canvas out the areas that we can?
We could always firebomb the area. For those of you who didn't go, it's like hundreds of them, which means potentially hundreds of people that are going to have not an Astoria nearby to make that an easily resolved problem. Which means potentially hundreds of like powerful cannibals from the south. Or we burn the whole place down and that doesn't become a problem.
Ben,
or we figure out how to feed 1,000 people.
The southern direction that they market is going. Mm-hmm. Are we looking at, like, Peoria?
Roll me a correspondence 1.
Okay. Two suck.
Okay. If you drew a straight line from Rockford along, or not from like Rockford city center, but from like where these fucking things are coming from Rockford, if they didn't deviate or turn at all, this probably takes them to St. Louis. It's going to take them a long time, because they're moving at the rough speed of a zombie horde. But they're moving pretty steadily in a St. Louis direction.
Okay.
Peoria and Springfield are vaguely along the route.
Yeah, I was going to say, they would be a little more...
But that would involve a bit of wiggling. If they are moving in a straight line, which you only have, like... a few seconds of context to assume as much. They end up in St. Louis from here.
Well, based on the way they're going, she's kind of going to like reposition herself slightly to be looking. Springfield, St. Louis. Or St. Louis, but they would probably brush Springfield. If they're heading that far, at least. Means if it's our issue, I guess it's not for a while. That's not exactly the way I'd like to deal with that.
Milo coughs a little bit. All right. So let me just give you a little bit of spiritual wisdom here. Everything's leaking. You know that already. Umbra,
yeah.
The dreaming, probably all the little bits of the Umbra here and there. It's complicated anyway. There's like a lot of people starving. I don't know that much about your little society that you had before everything blew up, but like, it's probably fair to assume billions. Like, most of you are probably starving if you haven't already. There's a lot of you, and your whole thing seemed just really way too complicated for its own good. It's probably fair to assume there's little herds of thin, bony pieces of shit, like, everywhere. Like, everywhere. This is the first one I've seen, but, like, there's probably a lot more where that came from. I would assume they're just leaking through all the little gaps in the gauntlet. And wherever there's a lot of people getting on with the get on, that's where they're going to end up. So Chase, why were they interested in you? What stupid thing did you do this time?
Found out some important stuff about the differences between humans and spirits.
He narrowed his eyes.
Wouldn't do. Nothing you wouldn't do, Milo.
You ate people, didn't you?
Yes.
Good for you. He turns around and walks off into the woods.
Just needed a cooler demon to get me there. Tiernan, by the way, that cat is, like, probably actually Satan.
Cool, we just hang out with it. I got you.
Yeah.
All right. Why not?
It's his girlfriend's familiar.
And also probably actually Satan.
That too.
Tiernan's rubbing his eyes.
Jesse is.
You talk a lot of shit about everyone's involvement with right gods. Now. For your girlfriend's cat, demon dog, god.
I'm fully aware that all of us here have probably actually Satan looking over our shoulders. We've got Artemis, Tyr, Kernanos. Apparently, Coyote has an interest in me. Points at Jessica. She's got demons in her bones.
Hey,
spirits.
Ghosts.
They're the same thing. They're all the same thing.
She looks at Astoria like a "he's wrong, right?" kind of expression.
There is no functional difference aside from intent from anything that's on the other side of the Umbra.
Astoria gives her kind of like an apologetic shrug.
Regardless, Yeah, no, it's Milo in particular, like, probably actually Satan.
Yeah, no, that's fun. That's a but new like, one. Gotta say, that's a new
body
one.
And not able to do anything so far.
And I just want you to know that your reaction to all of this is extremely validating.
Yeah, no, it's.
Also, my cat just steals.
Fun?
Beads, mostly.
I guess the weirdest thing I got is my husband's got like a normal bear.
He has a bear?
Yeah.
Is that the weirdest?
That's not the weirdest thing about
That's
him.
Not the
That's not close, yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
Your other brother turned into a bear. Like an actual bear.
Two bears.
Oh, I did that.
Yeah, she turned my brother into a bear.
Mm-hmm. We did not turn him into a bear. We just...
We turned him into a bear.
No, we did not. We did not turn him into anything.
Oh, life has kind of a shitty grin.
Kenneth's got the most, like, yeah, this all checks out. Like,
life just has a bit of a shitty grin at that.
You can just say whatever insane things you want, and I'll frankly go with it at this point.
That is an awakening ritual, and it turns out he wasn't a mage.
All I'm saying is if you guys try to permanently turn me into a bear, I'm getting on that boat, and it gestures in that direction, and just tell me, I'll leave. Don't...
He ain't permanently a bear.
If you true polymorph me, I will be upset, is what I'm saying.
Nah.
But
we got until then,
accuracy is important, Jesse. He's a werebear. He always was. It was an awakening ritual, and he did not, in fact, turn into a mage.
That's what I was saying.
Yeah, it's fine. I'm just saying. Way a bear blood. Everything's been fine. Keep doing. Y'all are doing great. I hope we can figure out ghosts in your bones. That sounds like actually the worst thing going on right now.
It's on purpose.
It's like the only reason we did that. Can be alive, actually.
We did not do that either.
That's true. We did that, and I wasn't even there for that, and I know that.
Yeah, I was a technocrat. Most of my musculature is not my musculature. Cybernetics, like lots of cybernetics. All that stopped working when the change happened, so I was just like, she stands up really straight, hands and feet, or hands and arms like tucked into her like a board.
Jesse does the exact same thing at the exact same time because she was also there. She also imitates the board.
Jessica, I gotta say, thank you for being my daily reminder that I made a good choice in going with the progenitors over Iteration X, by the way.
She kind of looks at you sideways and shudders a little bit.
Anyway. Oh, I'm just going to look at him again. Do you see why I spoke so much?
Rushes that off entirely. Yeah. Doesn't it feel like something we should address? Like, between all the skills in this group, I sure would hate to walk into a place that says, you know, ghosts can't exist here or whatever. And then you fall apart. It feels like it would be pertinent, unless you were gaining some significant boon from that, to, like, just work on getting you your actual bones back. You might have to grow new bones, that would suck, don't get me wrong, but...
She holds up her right arm, and about a foot and a half of double-bladed titanium pops out of the end. And it smokes black a little bit. You're pretty sure you just heard a rattlesnake rattle. I got this. It's got a snake in it. He's a little ornery, but helpful.
You can just have a snake in your sleeve or whatever. Like,
if he really wants to be in your bones, I guess that's one thing. But again,
she shrugs. We kind of have a deal. Everybody seems pretty chill. I get what you mean. I don't think you're necessarily
just looking out for, like, one day you might, you know, appreciate your own, I don't know, femur or whatever. But, like, the rest of all of this still absolutely checks out.
Actually, now that we're on this subject, do you, like, make new cells still, or are you on like another year timer at most? Have we checked that? Is that a thing? You like need bones for living, right? And like not just for the structure and the moving, but like for living.
That is where blood comes from, isn't it?
Yeah, hang on. Aletha, doctor. We've got a character
out of character, life needs things to live.
Jessica kind of like holds up her hands like, whoa, 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 whoa. Okay.
we have cracked a code.
Complicated technobabble bullshit. It's like, a carbon nanotube matrix that's weaving into my bones. I still have my bones. They still do the bone thing.
Oh,
they're
okay.
Just a lot stronger than yours. And the muscles aren't muscles. The bones, the bones are fine. It's just what's attached to the bones that's not super worky. There's some organs that are, it's not important. I'll be fine.
That just a combination of not having any of the living magic and also the idiot check, you know? Idiot checks are important, because sometimes we're idiots, and we need to check that we're not being idiots sometimes.
I'd like to think between myself and Astoria, we've made sure she wasn't going to die from this fairly well so far.
Yeah.
She smirks a little bit, looks at Astoria, and just says under her breath, "Very thorough inspection."
Good for you.
Astoria grins at Chase.
Well, I feel awful, but also good, but have also hungry. Soup. I'm going to have some soup.
Yeah.
Have some soup.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure most of you is on the outside now.
I'm still waiting for that to turn into Milo.
And Olathe can tell you about Sky Woman.
Fighter of the Ground Woman?
No. Uh-huh.
Very funny.
Olathe is going to take the time, though, to actually get out, like, a antique pipe, like, actual proper tribal pipe, and literally basically do, like, a small ritual of starting the story and then telling it. Because there's a proper way to do these things. And I do know that that is on my character sheet, so I know she has it.
Indeed. Alrighty.
I don't know if I want to know what that message means.
So, Olathe tells the story of Sky Woman while probably everybody gets some soup, because, like...
Sorry, I just heard Siri from someone.
I have no idea what the hell that just triggered on. Anyway, I must say, everybody probably gets some soup, because it sounded like two things of soup were made. And, yeah, kind of tries to put the nearby spirit migration out of mind. And,
I know we got heavily sidetracked. Is there, like, any reasonable thing to do with that? Just making sure I'm not missing something.
Any reasonable thing to do with which thing? Because,
spirit migration. Because that feels like descriptively, you know, trying to change the direction of a river. I just want to make sure I'm estimating that in the right volume.
Doesn't sound like something we can do something about. It sounds like something we either remove the people they're about to possess, or we hope the people they're about to possess don't come this way. One of those is genocide, and one of those is betting our family's lives against it.
I think both of those bet the family's lives against it.
Hey, you've got a boat, and several of us know how to throw fire. I don't think there's a whole lot that they could do about it if we decided to, you know, remove them, but... That's probably evil.
Sadly, not great. Mass murder, not the best idea.
It wouldn't be a first for this group.
True.
Jessica suddenly putting her bowl of soup down and just staring at the ground.
Same.
I believe Genoa is the way it is because of before I got here. But, like, that was... I'm not going to say us, I guess, but us.
It was us adjacent.
Unintended side effect of something you guys did, yeah.
Either way, yeah, it doesn't sound, doesn't look like there's a whole lot. I mean, unless you feel like we could square. Hang on, Astoria.
Wouldn't be me.
Astoria. Yeah.
It's me.
Can the bony men fly?
I don't think they'd be walking if they could.
Can we just put the boat in the Umbra and fly it above them and burn? Then we get into burning down an umbral forest, and that probably brings us more bad juju than not doing
that. Oh,
that
brings us an extra dimensional entity of the highest order because we burned down their fucking territory. We don't do
that. Can we wait until they're not in a forest and do that? Can we just, like, follow them and burn them when they get to an open field?
Huh.
We can fly. We have, like, a whole-ass boat that flies, and they don't fly.
Taren, how do you feel? Right here. Wow. Taren,
Sorry.
Taking your boat into the Umbra?
Terrified. Isn't there something to be said if there's someone or something that controls a large swath of ghost forests? Maybe they would just have an interest in having those things gone?
It's not really how things work. I've noticed that things in this area don't seem to sort themselves out very often. But, like,
oh,
maybe...
Oh, no, I meant, like, in the make-a-deal kind of way.
I think Grandmother Tortoise controls some of this section of forest, at least from this side.
We should check on Grandmother Tortoise.
That would probably be good. She could at least give us a little bit more information about what we're looking for. I mean,
and we could make sure that she hasn't been consumed by the bony men.
Yep, that's probably a good idea. Should we call her?
Yeah, she is like kind of a major part of our layered defense thing around here, isn't she?
She is. It's a very important thing to check on.
And important in her own right.
Yeah.
Her safety was what I was referring to, yes. Well,
for a number of reasons.
I can't reach out to her mind pattern. That was kind of Naomi's thing, but I can do a ritual to call her up.
He's, like, not far away.
Like I said, that was kind of Naomi's thing. I don't really know exactly where she is.
Ben, correct me if I'm wrong, she was just kind of in the woods, like, to the east, yeah?
So I think we all knew where she was, didn't we?
We've, like, been there.
Yeah.
It was not too far outside of Kirkland. It was, like, a 30-minute walk, but I think we're...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, another 5 or 10 minutes walk in the other direction.
That. It wouldn't take you long.
She... But still, like, less than an hour walk.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we just go. It's... Chase points in the wrong direction at first, and then the right direction. It's, well, like 45 minutes that way if we just walk. Or say, like 3 minutes if we take the boat.
Aletha will just straight up, like, if he points the wrong direction to start, just kind of grab his, like, wrist and be like, this way, and just kind of redirect it to the right direction.
He goes from, like, 100 degrees off to, like, 15 degrees off.
And then correct it by Aletha to the proper direction.
Yeah, that way. She's, like, not that far that way. We could just go there and see.
I think that's a good first step, at least. To see if there's anything to be done, and if there's not, then...
It also minimizes the pings being sent at somebody that may or may not be hiding currently.
True.
Okay.
See? Fate in mysterious ways.
Yeah.
Exactly. More Skittles, Astoria?
Yes, please.
More Skittles for Astoria. It's the same bag, which has probably had two or three bags worth of Skittles eaten out of it at this point.
Alrighty.
Say it so we do it, start walking that way, and...
I would like to put one protection on my ring before we leave, just to make sure it's perfectly sealed, because...
Alright, roll the beans.
Three successes.
Oh yeah, sorry, are we, like... Have we figured out how to destroy that stuff yet? Or are we just keeping that for funsies?
Not for funsies. It's a secret tool we could use later.
Uh-huh. The demons are a secret tool we could use later.
Yeah?
I mean, hey, I'm on board with that.
Not remember? Like, my whole family line? Like, that's...
Yeah, no, I just...
Also, weren't you talking about going and capturing the one Taryn was after to use?
No, I just wanted to fuck with it for a little while, to be honest. For
it's very dead.
Believing that it could fuck with me, I was gonna, you know, be mean to it for a bit before I killed it, because it wanted to possess me and make me eat my loved ones. And that usually warrants a little more than a swift death in my book.
It's a choice you made to become a magnet for him.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't mean that an upstart little spirit like that needs to get uppity with me. I mean, I guess it does, but it has entered the find out portion of the fucking around and finding out, and it's lucky Taryn got to it first. Regardless, there's a grandmother turtle that we need to go talk to. Tortoise, turtle, same. Probably shouldn't say same. It can probably hear us in the forest, can't we?
Yes.
We need to go talk to that.
Before everyone, like, is everyone piling back on the boat, kind of? Or are we walking?
I only ever assume we're using the boat if Tiernan says it. I don't know, like,
no,
if everyone's on fuel,
if it is just magic and thusly is risky inherently in that natural way, like, if it's walking distance of, you know, less than an hour, it's probably better to just walk.
Yeah. Astoria
not to
is...
mention landing areas and all that.
Valid. Astoria is going to pull Chase aside before we leave, and, like, purposefully step far enough away that it should be out of earshot of everyone, including Jesse.
What's up?
You're good. You are. There is a crack in your spirit pattern that has been sealed. Cracks are inherently more susceptible to being opened back up again, though. So I'd like to do some continuing checks just in case.
Yeah.
And also try and keep down some of the risky spirit stuff, just so you don't have any, I don't know if relapses is the word, but it's there. I can show you where it is if you'd like to see it.
I'll take a look.
Astoria is going to pass him the hagstone, and then she's going to point somewhere at his midsection, maybe?
Yeah.
That is an unnecessary amount of successes for activating spirit vision to take a look himself.
Right here.
Chase able to see that, Benji?
Yeah, it's basically just like a crease. Like, there was a a break there and now it's sealed, but the mark doesn't completely go away.
Keep an eye on that, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Just wanted to let you know. Figured it wasn't anyone's business but your own.
I appreciate it. I thought this was going to be talking about how those, you know, demons in the rings were supposed to be a secret. They're not, are they? I haven't been fucking that up this whole time. I didn't think so, but as soon as you said, can I talk to you for a second, that little voice in the back of my head was like, was that supposed to be a secret? So, good.
Mm-hmm. Don't go blabbing to people outside of our group about it, obviously.
No, okay.
I know what I'm about.
That's just... Never mind. It's not worth getting into. It's not worth going into again, rather.
If you say so. The story walks off.
Chase goes back to the group as well.
Okay. So you guys, however you do it, make your way into the forest to the east, off like north of Kingston, where you had met Unki Maka the previous time, and start making your way into the woods. It's dark fucking 30 out here. Thanks, Bubby.
You're okay, Bubby.
And the wind is stirring the trees, but it is not the only thing stirring the trees. You pretty quickly spot them moving around you, just kind of keeping an eye on you, making sure that you are who they think you are. The Leshen that you saw last time, you have an escort of them. I don't know that Tiernan was around when that happened, but
nope.
Leshen are people that have been turned largely into trees. Smallish trees. So you basically have an escort of six pretty gnarly looking treekin type people. And you wouldn't probably know this yet. But what had been explained previously was that Unki Maka has turned people who have disrespected and befouled the forest into these things, and they now protect the forest as the penance for what they had done. You guys met Unki Maka the first time, and she was about the size of an ordinary gopher tortoise. And that is basically what her appearance looks like. A gopher tortoise that had, like, sticks and twigs and mushrooms growing on her back.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
Is she visible to those of us without spirit vision?
I'm getting there. Just a second.
Okay, sorry.
When Naomi saw her the last time, she still looked like a gopher tortoise, with stuff growing on her back, but she was about the size of a Galapagos tortoise, so much larger. This time, you are strolling into the forest. Those of you with spirit vision up and those of you not are able to see what you're pretty sure at first glance anyway is a hill in the woods, which is weird because there wasn't one there last time. You guys spent a lot of time here back when you were dealing with putting a correspondence barrier to ward off the flood of Chicago refugees back in the day. And then the hill moves, and the full-size trees growing on its back wave around in the wind a little bit. And ever so slowly, a gigantic hill-sized tortoise turns in place and looks down at you expectantly.
Olathe's going to bow her head very respectfully. Honestly, probably more respectfully than y'all saw when you were even with the Fae.
So is Astoria.
Yep, following suit.
Same.
Sure, same.
The Leshen have formed a half moon behind you guys at this point, basically. And all of you kind of feel a gentle pressure in the back of your mind of, like, knock, knock, incoming mind connection.
Accepted.
Assuming that no one rejects that. You find yourself connected to a vast spiritual intelligence. It's like opening your mind to the entirety of creation. It's weird. It's hard to describe. But it's knowing that, like, you're connected to a primal spirit of the earth. A big one. And she speaks in her usual very low, slow tone. Hello, friends. What brings you to the forest tonight?
Checking on you, actually. I'm assuming you're aware of the cannibal spirits moving through the area?
I am. They react to the imbalance. Fortunately, there is little here to draw their attention.
Yeah. That was kind of what we were hoping. I suppose mostly it just... we just now became aware of them, and it popped into our heads that checking to see if there's anything you need any help with, or if this is a threat to you, would be immediately prudent. So we immediately came here.
Wise and appreciated. For now, the forest remains safe, and we remain safe within it.
Okay. Kind of a quick glance around at the rest of the group. I mean, that was...
Can I do an idiot check real quick?
Sure.
Did we inform Grandmother that Naomi is no longer reachable and to reach out to one of us in case something happens?
I don't believe you did, no.
Oh. Grandmother, are you aware that Naomi is no longer reachable in terms of getting us to give help?
I did feel her presence fade from the area. I trust she is safe.
Yes. Astoria looks at Chase.
Yes, she is with a friend somewhere safe and seeking a bit of shelter from the spirits she attracts as they have become somewhat more hostile. But she is safe, and I am more versed in the spiritual arts than I was last time we spoke, so Astoria or myself would be perfectly good candidates for you to reach out to in the future.
She leans down real close, like snoot to Chase. Like, head basically the size of you.
Chase smiles big enough to show off them coyote fangs. Not that she probably has any issue determining that already, but, you know, extra not hiding it.
You went to the realm of the Dragon Lords.
Mm-hmm.
Intriguing. And you made your way back again.
Mm-hmm.
With a great deal of help, but yes.
Intriguing. Very well. If I have need to reach you, either you or the God Servant will do. She kind of slowly tilts her head to look at Jesse. You've changed too. You walk probably with the leader now.
Ah, yeah. Yep, sure do.
Good. He can teach you balance. And then she ever so slowly again turns and looks at Tiernan. You are new to my forest.
That is true. A pleasure.
Indeed. Welcome, servant of the Justice Bringer. His way is narrow, but it is a true one.
He just nods.
Be safe, friends. Much is changing in the world. And then she lays back down.
Thank you.
Take care.
There's just kind of a contented rumble through the actual ground that you feel from the tortoise. And the lesions fade back into the tree line.
Sounds like back to Kirkland for the night, to sleep for the night.
Very, oh, yeah. Very loud yawn from Jessica. Yes, please.
I think we can make that happen.
I'd take a couple nights rest at this point.
Yeah, no kidding.
We might get one, but sounds like Belvedere's looking to fuck around and find out, too.
Yeah, we should probably handle that sooner than later. Organized surveillance is rarely good.
Hey, in your study of their studying us, did they use the same paths?
No, not usually.
Hear me out here. We just have a lot of time on our side. Wink. Why not just lay a trap? We can figure out where they're going to come next.
That's true. We could also do like what we did for Chicago and confuse the paths in the area. Get them good and lost.
Yeah, maybe they stop coming this way entirely.
I doubt that, but...
Mm,
I mean, we still want to figure out why they're coming here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like we're going to play a hunter's game.
If nothing
Story
else...
Story of Grins. My favorite.
Little surveillance of our own from home could... at least give us a direction to start with.
Be a good start.
All right.
I should be able to work on that tonight.
And that will be where we bring our session for the night to a close. Everybody have an XP?
Does that put us at 171, Sting?
172.
I believe that's 172.
Ooh,
yes.